G'day community. Most of you be aware that the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Footy Preseason Magazine is heading out to houses. We've been delivering them all this weekend. If you haven't got one, please do yourself one gigantic favour and lock one in.
Thank you, Jock. Yes, we will be up to date with our orders within the next few days, meaning by Tuesday the 3rd of February. All orders placed henceforth should arrive within 2 to 3 business days.
This bloody lot. Welcome.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
Hoo-ha! G'day, community! Just like the Al Pacino, hoo-ha, said of a woman who was just watching before.
Like
Super
Cat,
it's a good film, isn't it?
They smell nice.
Yeah, they do smell lovely, our lovely female friends. Super Coach is open, boys. It's open. People are putting teams together. The buzz of fantasy football, I can smell it in the air, and this is how life should be. Crouching one. How are you, mate?
Welcome.
Poyter, where are you, mate? You looking well?
Weary, Jock, but a jubilant.
It's been a very tiring week, but a very rewarding one for our community, hasn't it, Poyter?
My Hyundai XL has done many kilometres around Melbourne, and I must say, Jock,
I saw you with your logbook tracking stats and how long you've gone and how long it's going to take you to drop one off.
Met with many community members over the weekend.
All good blokes, good chicks too.
Absolutely, Jock, and many invited me in.
That's wonderful.
And the stories and the wisdom and the joy that you are bringing, Jock, is nothing short of...
Look, I am but one man. I've said it before, I might be seen as a somewhat remarkable man, but I'm one man in my community. And you and this magazine, Poyter Higo Higginbotham, you have put a lot of bloody work into this.
Jock, I perhaps had the greatest day of my life yesterday.
Fantastic, Poyter.
Met with many, many community members. Peter Dobson invited me in for an Earl Grey.
Good on him.
Showed me the collection of indigenous moss varieties he had growing under his front porch.
Right.
Staggering.
Okay, yep. You just looked at the moss, did you?
Extensive collection.
Right.
Could be the most extensive of the Southern Hemisphere. That Andrew Grissinger showed me the migratory patterns on his computer of the bandy-legged cormorant finch.
Yeah.
And a good old-fashioned jousting session with Ben Brown.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you for your hospitality, community members. Many others, Young Max, thank you for your sentiments.
Wonderful.
Lovely gift card. Howard Mitchell, outstanding.
You met Howie, did you?
Outstanding, Jock.
Good on you.
Has a green thumb.
Yeah.
A very well-kept garden. A very fine man and a gentleman.
Okay, let's start
I'd expect
this.
That from him. Yeah.
Let's start talk this Super Cop.
There's a lot to talk about.
You have anyone want question?
Yeah, there's a couple. Do you want me to do one of the spooky pops?
Yeah, welcome.
Righto.
Jack, here go, crouching one. Throts from Brooklyn, New York on a very cold Saturday night. All right, gentlemen, indulge me this. Since the grand final, we've had these player reviews, which have been immensely helpful in helping us trying to figure out the players for 2015, ones to stay away with. Then we get to Higginair, which I'm sure everyone's gone through 1,000 iterations of their teams and structures and probably clogging up their hard drives with different copies of each of these iterations. And then you have, which can only be the greatest gift that the Super Coach Gods could ever give to us, the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Magazine. This is a lot of information to take in. How do we stop from being overloaded? How do we take some time off a week or so to kind of process things? Or do we just start making some commitments, putting some premiums in stone, saying we're going to do with these guys, and then focus on your nab time, give your focus attention during nab on like the fallen premiums and the rookies to try to figure out where you're going to take some chances are, given what you've seen. Please enlighten me even further. Thanks a lot, guys.
This man, bloody Throttle Finger from New York.
Bloody champion. Thank you, Throts.
I have.
What a good question.
Yes, good question. Before answer, this make me think.
Yeah.
Crouching One have friend in Payama, whose name is New York.
Right.
New York. Same like this man, Throttlefinger. And same New York. He have big problem.
What's that, mate?
He could not take hand off it.
Right.
And same like this man, he have a throttle finger. He
couldn't take his hand off the throttle
finger. His finger become...
You're not like insulting one of the best community men out there,
finger become
you?
Like... New York finger, throttle finger. Same.
A nonsensical garbage. I think
you're
it's...
You're going to answer Throttle's crouching one and you're knocking and you're clocking. And what about Throttle's bloody question, mate? Bloody hell.
What he asking?
He's talking about all the information. We talked about, you know, we've had the player previews, daily previews coming out. We've got 104 up there now. We've had articles from past champion C Money, who won Supercoach and Dream Team in 2014. We've had an article up there from the great Johnny Bruin, Blokes We Don't Touch. There's a lot of articles. There's a lot of information. If you're a young Supercoach out there, or even if you're an experienced one, what's the best way just to keep your head about you? All this bloody information, how do you boil it down to what's important and what's not important?
I'll take this
Don't
one.
Don't give me bloody clocks and knocks and blocks. Just answer the question.
I just say no, no, no.
I'll take this. I'll take this, Jock. Throttle, excellent, valid question. I can answer it by saying, while at this early stage, yes, the temptation to make constant changes is there, I would really like super coaches to be locking in a strategy. And by a strategy, I mean a starting structure. This is often dictated by our rookie selections. However, I feel people need to have a structure to stick with. Then players can be interrogated and changed if need be. D4, M5, R1, F5. That is where I'm at the moment.
Take us through it. I know in your mind you've got mathematicals and formulas, and that sounded like a formula you said. Take us through it step by step. Our brains aren't magnificent pieces of clockwork just like yours.
In fact, I do believe I made an error, Jock. D4, M6, R1, F5 is my current formulaic structure.
Right.
And that means they're pivot points, Jock. Yep. They are pivot points where...
You're talking fulcrums? Aren't you? Because yes, you've got a stick and a lever and a fulcrum, and you're talking about the fulcrum of your team.
Excellent, Jock. Quite
good strategy, Peter. I like it.
Excellent physics, Jock.
Yes.
The D4 represents the point at which I may dip into the rookie selection. So I am...
Pete. I know you're a beautiful man. What's D stand for?
The fourth defender, Jock.
Defence four.
Fourth defender will... To me, be a player I expect to score 80+. Yes, hard, but that will be my structure. Now, my sixth mid. Now, remember...
M6.
Yes, Jock. Very
I'm
good.
I'm no stranger to formulas, Peter. Don't look at me like a child.
Now, last year I did discuss...
I was doing formulas when you were out looking at bloody moss.
Thank
with
you,
your
Jock.
Bait, right?
Thank you, Jock.
Thank you. Keep going.
Last year I discussed a 7-3 tactic. I have now gone back and scaled this back to a 6-5. Remember, we have the extra rookie on the bench.
So hang on, 6 premium midfielders, 5 rookies?
Yes.
Or are you no mid prices?
6 players I expect to be holding all year.
Right.
And my pivot point in the midfield
yeah.
is Ryan Griffin, Jock. He should be M6 for me. Beyond M6, I will be going rookie. At this stage, I have R1, meaning I'm not sure yet who that will be. And my R1 may be Nat Nui. And then I will be going cheaper at R2 and possibly the rookie swing at R3. And F5.
5 premiums in your forward line.
Now, this may surprise people. However, I will be saving cash.
5 premiums is a lot in your forward line, and there's a lot of value in the forward
and
line
this
year.
Yes, and I am considering the likes of course, Swan, Zeeble.
Oh, gee whiz, Peter.
I see value there, Jock.
Zeeble.
Yes, Jock.
What's he coming in at?
450, Jock. 449,000 for Zeeble. Tom Mitchell.
Yep.
And Dale Thomas at this stage will be fulfilling a role for me. What is your problem with Dale Thomas?
Well, my problem is I don't rate the bloke as a footballer anymore. He had his time at Collingwood, and like there is every pre-season, oh, Daisy's training their house. Did you see him popping bloody monos? They were on the mountain bikes, and there's an article there.
I see
Dale
this.
Thomas has popped a mono. Christ, I'm locking him in because he's popped a bloody mono. He can get stuffed with his monos. Daisy Thomas, as long as he's more than $200,000, will not find his way into my team.
Yes, highly controversial.
And
however,
don't tell me his foot's right because it's not.
Jock.
It's just not, Peter.
Jock, to entertain my M6 depth, I need to be finding value elsewhere. And can we harp back?
So as part of your five forward premiums, you're counting the likes of Tom Mitchell, Daisy Thomas. You're talking keepers. You want them as keepers?
Hopefully, Jock. Yes, okay. Hopefully. Right. 30 trades allows us some room for error.
Yeah, yeah.
But going back to the great Throttle Finger, a player I did not discuss in defence, where does a Throttle Finger come from, Jock?
Or the motorbike days. You've got a finger that you put on the
throttle. No, Jock. Where does he live, my friend?
New York.
Correct.
In the Apple.
Correct.
The Big Apple all the way overseas.
I feel a song coming on, Jock.
Here we go.
I did sing a Sean Higgins song last year, Jock. I feel we need to sing again.
Start
locking him in.
You're off your dog.
I'll tell you today. Sean Higgins is a part of it.
Stop this, please.
My team. These defensive blues we're faced with today. Sean Higgins is a part of it. My team.
No, stop the bloody music.
Jock, let me sing, please.
I've had enough of this, Peter. This crap. You know, Sean bloody Higgins, and you're singing about him. Not only are you thinking about selecting him again for the second time in a bloody 2 years, but you want to sing songs about Sean bloody Higgins.
Gather yourself, son. I sang a West Side Story classic last year, and it paid off. Sean Higgins appreciated
nicely.
Sean Higgins appreciated nicely. This year,
I'd appreciate it nicely if you stopped singing about Sean bloody Higgins.
I am considering Sean Higgins as high as a D2 or D3, Jock. I need to generate cash for my midfield structures.
What I'm concerned about...
I can sing. You cannot sing for shit.
You know what I'm concerned about here?
Welcome.
Well, that's a given. Don't. You're okay, mate. The church songs
mother,
are good.
No.
I didn't mind that. That was uncalled for.
Thank you, Jock.
You've got a lovely voice. I'm just a bit riled up because you've had a crack again on Sean Higgins. You know what I'm concerned about? And your analytical mind's beautiful. The initial question from Throttle Finger, one was addressing all of the noise. And in talking D5, M5, are we just adding to this confusing noise? And the one thing I'm concerned about is forcing yourself to a structure. Because in my mind, making yourself follow a rigid structure does not allow you best to just assess the whole field of what's available, whether they're defence, mid, ruck, forward. Shouldn't matter worth a stuff's poop-teenth in hell. All you should do is assess all of the selections across all lines and let your structure fall how it shall.
And my point precisely, Jock. And when your structure falls, as I have found...
Yes.
Then you interrogate individuals. Now, my structures keep leaning towards a heavy midfield, as I have been talking about for years.
I'm with you. So these structures that you've determined are due to what's available on the field this year.
Yes, Jock.
Okay. I'm with you now.
I'm feeling, given the one extra rookie in the midfield, that will enable me to go one premium deeper, still enabling me cash generation. Now, going one premium deeper, and I am talking Griffin... Possibly at M6.
At M6, gee, that's will a deep, mean,
yes,
deep
Jock.
Midfield.
Yes, Jock.
Well, I'm an advocate for going in with a very robust midfield.
Yes, Jock.
So I'm happy with that. Yeah, and if you can find the, if you can find the quality elsewhere, why wouldn't you? I like it, mate.
Thank you, Jock.
I do. Yeah.
Will you be going in with Higgins?
No. Unless he can come out and in that North Melbourne jumper, remember. If he can show that he is, I'd suggest that he could average at least 96 plus.
If he averages 85, I will be a winner.
Yeah, no, I would want to see more than that. Because you get stuck in no man's land with blokes like that. And you, at this time of year, son, you've got 30 trades. And, oh, well, if he can be 85 plus, he'll be... No. He's a sort of bloke that will become a turd in your jock by the end of the season. You know? There's better options there. I just think there's better options than Higgins.
Ah, this good discussion. Mm. Welcome.
It's wonderful. And while we're talking structures as well, you know, we've got the Club Jock podcast this week as well. We'll be having a big talk through all the team structures. C Money, who won Dream Team and Supercoach 2014, we're going to talk through his 8 keys to Supercoach supremacy success, and there is a considerable component there which talks about structures. So we'll put the little link in the show notes. Click on that if you want to come on board with Club Jock, because it's a wonderful discussion. We've got Lekdog on there, Waino's Hot Tip, the full extended version of the making of Waino's Hot Tip for this year.
Oh, yeah. This way he look all cool bastard.
Yeah, did you see him in the recording?
He put bloody footy card in his box.
Yeah, on his bike. Oh, yeah, he's getting bloody carried away, the rock and roll, and you know.
He think he bloody Fonzie.
Should we play a bit of a snippet?
Ah, yes,
because yes. He's got a new Hot Tip song he put together.
Yes, welcome.
Righto.
Whoa, yeah, Waino's Hot Tip, got a golfing tits. Whoa, yeah. Waino!
How was that, boys? Hey?
High intensity, very much Waino, Jock.
Yeah, look, he came in, I conducted a full-length interview with Waino. He also provided us with a unique peek behind the makings of Hot Tip as well, which is, we've got the full-length thing in the Club Jock podcast.
You play me some now.
All right. Well, just a couple of snippets from the full feature.
Walk off.
You're looking different. You got a leather jacket on. You got, what are you, sunglasses you don't need inside, Waino?
Don't go turning
into one of these bloody...
Thanks. I'm not Uncle Jock, but thanks for having me. Look, I've become a bit of a rock star, Uncle Jock. It's not a leather jacket. It's vinyl. It's a Motley Crue song, Uncle Jock, but we couldn't get... Mick Mars, who's the guitarist for Motley Crue, to play guitar on it. So so we had to get Mick the Mad Irishman in. I didn't even know he could play guitar.
Oh, he's savage with the axe, mate.
Yeah, he
makes
it
that
up.
Thing sing.
Oh, he can shred.
He really does.
Shred. Oh, yeah. Well, slow down a bit here, Mick. Yeah, that's the crap right there, you mad bastard.
Righto, so that was Waino's Hot Tip, which was magnificent. Now let's get back to structures and some real fantasy footy intelligence, Peter.
Yes, Jock, I think it is a fair time to be discussing our premium midfield selections.
Yes, wonderful.
Now, as I discussed...
You're going for 6 of them, aren't you?
Keepers, yes, at this stage, Jock. And as Throttle's question alluded to, we can block out much of the noise by having a structure. Within our structure, many of the noise is nullified. Yeah. It is interrogating those that fall within our structure.
The beauty of the structure in itself blocks out the static and the noise. Brilliant, mate.
Excellent joke. So let us now look at the premium midfield selections. Of course, Gary Ablett. No doubts we are all starting with Ablett.
Yeah, there's still the odd person that's got a cunning plan which doesn't involve him, which is futile.
Yes, round 12 by...
just pick him.
The problem with Ablett, Jock, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this. Pendlebury and Fife both share the round 12 bye.
Mm-hmm.
Does that pose a problem for you?
Not at all. Well, we got a call in from T-Mac just before. Let's play that.
G'day, boys. Love your work. Just wondering if it's too much to have Ablett, Pendlebury and Fife all in the same team, seeing as though they all have that same bye round. Cheers.
Ah, good question, T-Mac.
Very good question.
You have shit in pat? You say me this.
What do you mean?
He sounds sad. He sounds like he not wants move bum cheek because he sort of...
Don't you have a crack at a young bloke calling into your podcast, mate?
Agreed.
What the...
Agreed. Excellent question.
That's a wonderful question, Crouching One.
Sorry you missed that job.
You just calmed down. You're getting a bit feisty, aren't you?
This my character. Welcome.
So it's a good question.
Yes, all three with round 12 buys. You must answer yourself one simple question, Jock.
Mm.
Will these players be in the top five midfielders, scoring midfielders, come end of the season?
Comfortably. I mean, nothing's a sure thing in this life of ours, mate, but I'd be pretty comfortable to say that all three, Ablett, Pendlebury and Fife, would be in the top five. No dramas there.
Then I can see the validity in their selection. Planning around one bye, which is the round 12 bye, too many variables, I would almost say yes.
So you're saying you wouldn't try and you wouldn't go against it because of the bye situation?
Well, I am entertaining Rockcliffe, Jock, a higher spend, $709,500. However, I cannot see him dipping in price much at all. He is a Goliath.
Yeah,
he still has upside, a tackling machine, untaggable. So, Ablett, Rockcliffe for mine, one of perhaps Pendlebury and Fife, and then the list goes down.
Personally, I'll only have most likely Ablett and Pendlebury to start. Don't believe I can justify spending that much money on the three gorillas in the midfield. And I think there's even value down in your Sloanes, and like we mentioned before, your Ryan Griffins. There's value down cheaper who are also likely to finish up around that top six or seven. So I can't justify spending that much on my M3s.
Yes, I think many men, Mick Madbase last week say Ryan Griffin lock. I think many men think Ryan Griffin lock.
530K.
But Crouching One...
What about GWS? You worried about him going to GWS?
Crouching One, have slipper.
Oh, hello.
Crouching One, hope for slipper.
I look for value in midfield. Value.
It's important to find value in your midfield.
You have bloody Ablett Rockcliffe, your budget bloody gone. Bloody gone.
Yeah.
I have slipper. You sign me. You find me value pick. Slipper sign me. Hopping after swallow. I'm not sure this mean.
Right.
I'm not sure this mean. Maybe hop out of bed after swallow.
Yeah.
Rinse mouth. Not sure.
You're not being filthy, are you?
No. I know not. Slipper, say me.
Yeah.
Slipper, say me this. Hopping, swallow. Kangaroo, swallow. Not David, swallow.
Oh, Jesus.
Andrew, swallow.
Andrew.
He bloody cheap. He bloody 500,000, 600. He have run 13 by. He price only 93 average.
I just spoke to Leck Dog today about Andrew. Leck Dog's going to write about Andrew Swallow. I was just having a chat with him before.
I think Andrew Swallow, cheap pick. Help you pick Ablett Rockcliffe.
Well, you'll see an article from Leck Dog over the next week. But you know, Swallow is a past average scorer in your season of a 112-110. He's done it twice.
Agreed,
people forget
Jock.
That he is a serious ball-collecting machine.
Agreed, Jock. So, yes, not too confident in taking many risks with these midfielders. Will Swallow, will he start the season well? This is crucial in a selection around that price.
Agree, mate.
And B, will he end up in the top eight midfield group? These are very difficult questions to answer. If Swallow cannot start well and at least appreciate enough to enable a trade-up, it becomes a fail selection.
Well, you mentioned you'd want him to finish in the top eight. Would you find him, wouldn't he be a valid keeper in our midfield structures, even if he was to achieve top 14 at 500 grand? If he was to perform well enough to be top 14, I'd be happy to keep him as a keeper for the season.
Placed at 93.
Yeah.
If he average 1.5, 1.10, that win. This bloody big win.
So you take him.
What come?
Gee, there's value there.
Yes.
Griffin, there's definite value to be had this season, no doubt about it.
And, Dangerfield. Mid only. Many men not pick him.
I'm not picking him.
Mid only. I like him. 5, 6, 7. Bang!
If they know what's good for him, like Hawthorne did with Franklin, they'll structure their team assuming Patrick Dangerfield will not be there for the future. What sort of impact do you think that'll have on his output? I think it might have enough. Too much doubt around him. A lot of doubt. He's gonna
silence! They structure their team. Win bloody game, Mr. Jock. This man gun. This man match win. This man play middle, go forward, kick goal. He price average 105. he can maybe go 100, bloody 20.
Well, no doubt, sir.
Why come?
No doubt, sir, but history's told us that these players with the contract hanging over their heads has a downward nullification of the supercoach arousal curve factor. So I'm not willing to go there. I'm not going to stuff with me team.
Very interesting discussion, Dangerfield. Round 11 by will be an interesting pick.
What about, you know, with these blokes, and we touched on this last week, what about the changing to the key crunch moment supercoach score scaling? Which of these blokes at the top end will be most affected by that, would you say? Because I'm seeing a Matty Prittis at a 606,000 is one that probably won't cop the impact of that.
Ah, yes.
I'm not saying it should be a major consideration, but it's a factor.
Ah, yes. Of these midfielder, Ablett, Selwood. Oh, this affect them most.
Fife as well.
Team Wolf. Maybe not so much Fife, but Ablett, Selwood. Yeah. These two men win bloody game on boot all time.
That's true.
They maybe come down little bit price. You maybe not start Ablett Selwood?
I'm not starting Selwood. I'll probably start Ablett Pendlebury. I can see on that reduced game key crunch moment factor, even your Rockcliffe's, your Pendlebury's, your Andrew Swallow, Josh P. Kennedy, definitely Prittis. These blokes aren't going to get as affected as that. Yeah.
Excellent discussion, Jock. Mm. Robust, interesting. One that all super coaches must be grappling with at this stage of the season.
Absolutely.
Do we have time for any more speak pipes, Jock?
Oh, bloody hell. Look, Meso, we've got time for Meso. There's one from Meso.
My friend Meso.
What? I didn't get that.
I hear him. I hope your jaw feel better. Meso say me this.
Poor bastard just speaking through pins.
He say, good I did not start Robbie Gray, number one forward.
How did you bloody hear that, mate?
I break many jaw, Mr. Jock. Right. Many jaw.
So, okay, not to start Robbie Gray.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah.
Agreed, Jock. In my structures do not permit starting with Robbie Gray at 5.96.
No, can't do that.
Very expensive.
Would you forgive anyone for starting with him, though?
Priced at 111.1, Jock, I can see him maintaining that output.
I'm not confident enough.
Just spoke about the reduction to scale factors.
That's, yeah.
That will affect Robbie Gray.
Yeah. That's a good 8-pointer game effect to Robbie Gray.
Those going in perhaps a little skinnier in the midfield should be entertaining Robbie Gray.
Look, don't get me wrong, Peter. I think he can foreseeably average 111. I do believe. But I'm just not confident enough. And just the fact that game crunch time factors hit him on the head leads me to think, I think we'll probably get him for somewhere around 5.55.
You're saying
by the bye rounds. Yes, yeah. So I'll be looking to bring him in then.
You say me Halle Benell.
Yeah, I love him. Everyone knows I love him. I think he's a very, very talented footballer. Critically picks up forward mid edgel ability this year. 514 grand. What's that price to average? 96?
95.7, Jock. Quite a saving. 82,000.
Yeah.
300 on Robbie Gray. Look, this hints at an article from the magazine, Jock.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Buffalo Jump.
Brilliant.
And the stats do not lie.
No.
High-priced key forwards can be picked off cheaply around the buys.
Yeah.
They are the ones we look to trade in.
Well, you wouldn't call Benell a key forward, though. You know, he's a midfielder.
He is an expensive forward, Jock.
Would he qualify for the Buffalo Jump curve? Which is irrefutable. If you've read the magazine, I think it's one of my favourite articles from the whole bloody book.
More on the magazine to finish off the podcast, I think. We have some important news there, Jock.
Sure, mate.
Yes, so as I discussed earlier, I am looking for value from my forwards. Again, Swan, Zeebel, Mitchell, and maybe even Dale Thomas.
Hell, Dale Thomas. Okay. Read the mag, mate. Magazine.
Yes.
Questions coming in.
We thank you all for your patience. The original date, as specified by the website for delivery, was
February 10th.
We've had a little win. However, over the weekend, after mailing out many by hand to cover our ballooning postage costs,
she came in at over half a kilo.
Yes, Jock. Yeah. It is just packed too full of goodness.
That's right. Yeah.
Others, not all others, as many as bloody possible, will be posted out tomorrow and subsequent days.
Okay.
Now, we are taking a slight hit, but they will be only, once they hit the post, we have been told, they will only take a few days from there. So expect those to be coming this week.
So listeners over, let's say I'm in Perth, and or let's say I've ordered one a couple of weeks ago, when would I expect to get mine in the letterbox, you reckon, mate?
You'll have it this week, Jock.
Wonderful, wonderful. Some other administrative. Check the Twitter and the Facebook, and I'll put a little link in the notes to join the Jock Reynolds Premier League qualification group, which is a group open up to one and all. There's already 400 odd in there. Join up, and that's your avenue into a possible JR Premier League divisional entry. You have to finish right at the very pointy end. Of course, if you're a member of Club Jock, which used to be called the Donors, if you're helping us out with a couple of bucks a month, you get access to the exclusive Club Jock group, which allows you a better opportunity to qualify next year for the Premier League divisional systems. If you're in the divisional leagues, if you're in the premiers, leagues will be created this week, and expect your emails towards the end of the week.
In other developments, Re-Magazine, Jock, this community is humbling.
Oh, this is a beautiful story.
Is humbling. VC loophole.
It's what makes it all worthwhile, Peter.
Yes, Jock.
You know?
VC loophole, that's Peter Skelton, messaged us. He runs a bottle shop.
Grog shop, mate.
A grog shop. It's a Dunkin' shop, and the actual address here is 403 Malvern Road, South Yarra. Now, he's operating hours.
That's just opposite the police station there in South Yarra.
Correct, Jock. Yep. His operating hours are from 12 noon to 9 p.m., and tomorrow we will be delivering some boxes of magazines to his establishment, Jock.
Yes. So if you don't want to do the internets and that, yes, you can go and get one from there.
Yes, Jock.
Where was it again? What's the name of it?
It is Duncan's. Duncan. It's a Duncan's, but it trades as Skelton Cellars.
403 Malvern Road, South Yarra. Go and get your magazine.
And just be very clear here, Jock. Those that have already ordered it must be patient. Those that do not want to go via the internet portal can arrive and pick one up directly from the Skelton Cellars.
So if I bought one last week, on the internet, I can't rock up there to pick up my order. It's not for that, is it?
Yes, Jock. That will be
posted.
You
just have to wait for that.
Gotcha, mate. Those that want to pick one up directly, and they should be there by 1 o'clock. Tomorrow being Monday, Jock, the 2nd of February.
Anywhere near South Yarra, and opposite the police station, Skelton Cellars, go in and pick yourself up a magazine.
Thank you, Peter, an avid community member. Happy to talk Supercoach with you on your arrival.
Wonderful, man. VC loophole in the comments there. Thank you very much from the bottom of the community's heart, mate. Really appreciate that.
Ah, what a bloody good man.
Bloody oath. We've got plenty of them around this joint, and it's what makes this place
different. I hope he sells some rum. I go in and pick up some rum.
Oh, there'll be every bloody rum from all corners of the bloody continent, mate. Wonderful to be here, back for the weekly podcast. Remember again, there's a link under there, there's a couple of links. One of them will be to Club Jock, so if you want to listen into the extended length podcast, which will be up early in the week this week, jump on there. We're going to be going through Patrick Warman's C. Marnie article, and he put down the 8 factors to become a Supercoach elite. He won Supercoach and Dream Team. So we're going to work through that and have a discussion. Must listen, helps us do what we do as well. So very appreciative to all of those who are already on board. Poyter, thank you very much, and from all of the community, Herculean Rue the magazine and all of the work that's gone into that, it's really something special, mate. You should be very proud.
Thank you, Jock. The uptake is humbling. Thank you to the key contributors, yourself, Johnny Bruin, Mick the Mad Irishman, of course, young Wayne Oak, Crouching.
Wonderful. Yep.
It's been a fantastic team effort. Yes, Dexter.
Absolutely. Speaking of Dexter, when we talk about the team structures, you'll hear from Dexter in the Club Jock podcast as well. Thank you, community. Have a wonderful week of fantasy football. Crouching, did I say bye to you?
Welcome.